Hello, everybody. With Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We invite you to call right now to 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. We're live on the air and online, so you can call and get an immediate answer to your questions or discuss the important issues in your life right now. Again, the toll-free number, 844-322-2742. Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. Now, here's Richard Piper.
Thanks, Bob. I think the very first thing we should do is offer congratulations. Mackenzie Christopher is graduating from high school this weekend.
That's right.
That's why Bob's not here. He's celebrating with family. They've got people coming in from all over the place.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
Absolutely.
It's so exciting. I saw her a couple of weeks ago and just kind of hinted that, you know, is this graduation thing okay for you? And just started beaming. So, yeah, she's ready for it. They're ready for it. Great thing.
I experienced a little bit of that myself as my grandson Luke graduated this year as well.
That's right.
Just last week, as a matter of fact. So, hey, I can relate.
Indeed. Well, all week long we've been talking about two questions that Bob asks in his new book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, which, by the way, is due to be released on July 1st. We'll talk more about it later. These two questions are, how can I call myself a Christian but experience so little power for change? And two, how can I be so sincere and yet struggle so much with temptation? Hmm. We've been talking about different aspects of that all week, and today what I thought I'd do is try to wrap it up and offer you some hope.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of us ask these questions.
Sure.
I don't care how long you've been a Christian. I don't care whether you're a full-blown legalist and about to bash your head against the wall, or you've been living in grace for the last 30 years. Every once in a while, you're going to ask these questions.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the Word of God has an answer, and Paul gave it to us in Philippians chapter 3. I'm going to read this in reverse compared to the way it's written. First, starting in verse 13. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So one of the really important things to say to yourself about these questions, oh, I call myself a Christian, but,
yeah.
Or I don't see any, you know, I'm so sincere, but it's just not happening. You've got to forget the past. You've got to accept that you are forgiven in Jesus Christ. That's the cross part,
right,
of the gospel, the death part. Jesus died, sins were taken care of once and for all, and that forgiveness is yours if you belong to Christ. Satan's going to try and convince you that you don't belong to Christ because you messed up yesterday. That's not the case. You've got to settle that. And so forget all that other stuff that's in the past. Well, what does it mean then to press on toward the goal? That comes in starting in verse 7 of the same chapter, Philippians 3. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection of the dead. There's the other half of the gospel,
yeah,
the resurrection.
Right.
All of this is only possible in the sense that we have life, Jesus' life, proven to us by the indwelling Holy Spirit. So if you want to have a victorious Christian life, even a glimpse of a victorious Christian life, you've got to do two things. One, accept that you are a forgiven person. Forget all that garbage in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Two, give up everything that you thought meant something. You know, all these good things. If you read earlier in the chapter, I mean, Paul just lays it out there, how good he was, also how bad he was.
Yeah.
And just give that stuff up and instead focus totally on the resurrected Jesus Christ and let him change you from the inside out. That is the way that you can get past these questions It's simple gospel, and it's simply grace.
Good stuff, Richard. Thanks for opening the program with those provocative thoughts. Again, 844-322-2742. We'd like to hear from you if you'd like to join this particular part of the conversation. We'd love for you to do just exactly that, 844-322-2742. Well, Richard, of course, we had a call from Maria in New York yesterday,
yes.
And she had been struggling for, I think, 3 years with the issue of a lost job, had not been able to find anything, and was pretty distraught over the situation. And we had several calls after the broadcast, or during the broadcast, that we didn't get to,
yes.
Who wanted to call and give some encouragement to her. We're going to go right now to Nevada, California, and talk with Clifford, who wants to talk with us about that particular subject. And Clifford, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi. Yes, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi. Oh, hi. Yes, I really, after hearing Maria's call yesterday, I really wanted to call in and try and encourage her. And I know that I've been through the similar situation myself where I was out of work for 4 years. And then I got a job and I worked for 2 years. And then I was out of work again for almost two more years. And it was just brutal on my just my faith and just a challenge. But I wanted to encourage her and let her know that what really helped me is I really tried to saturate myself as much as I could in the gospel, mainly by listening to programs like the Basic Gospel, reading the Bible as much as I could, especially when I got discouraged. You know, I just want to encourage her, she's not alone. I mean, I know that's a lie from Satan. You know, he tends to make us think that we're alone and, or maybe that we're a loser or something like that. And it really beats you down, and it's very hard. And I had to put up scriptures, on my wall. There's, one that really encouraged me. Is it okay if I read it?
Sure.
Sure, it's in Matthew 6:25, Jesus is talking about, he says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, excuse me, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" I was like, wow, that's so encouraging to me. This was like my anchor scripture. It says, "Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Is that how the God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire? Will he not much more clothe you?" You know, and that was such an anchor for me, and it helped me through that long period of time. And it just, I know how she feels. It's just, you feel like, I mean, it's a constant battle that, you know, trying to hold on to that faith, you know, because you get it for one day and then the next you're just like, oh, be down again, you know, and you got to try and capture it again, you know. So,
yes.
And I appreciate what you guys do at Basic Gospel because it really helps too.
Well,
you know?
Thank you, Clifford.
Yes, thank you. And I hope Maria is listening again today because that was good stuff right there.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate you so much. You're reaching out through Basic Gospel to Maria there in New York. Thank you, Clifford. Hope you'll keep
All
listening.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Give us a call if you'd like to discuss things further.
Yeah, it's so good what he said there. The battle is not a physical battle. It's a spiritual and mental battle. The spirit, I mean, we're saved. I'm saved. And yet sometimes my mind believes Satan's lies. And when you're in a stressful situation like Clifford was and like Maria is, the thinking tends to go south. You know, we get to thinking that everything is wrong, that it'll never be right again. And, you know, Clifford said it so much better than I can because he's been through it. But there was another passage that popped into my mind. I was already in Philippians, and if you go over to chapter 4,
right.
here is how important the mind is. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Why would Paul have to write that? Because just prior to this, he said, don't be anxious. Well, we tend to be anxious, and we tend not to think about these good things.
Right.
And when Satan can get into our heads and we start arguing with him instead of putting our mind's eye, our soul, our spiritual eyes on Jesus, then we find it impossible to think about these kinds of things or to rejoice over the small wins.
Right.
And I would encourage anyone who is going through these kinds of tough issues, whatever they are, spend some time in the book, the letter to the Philippians. It's all about joy.
Yes.
Joy in the midst of trials, joy in the midst of wonderful things, but it's all driven, this joy is driven by a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
It's really worth the time.
Yes, indeed. Well, friends, join the conversation. You can do that right now. Open lines at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, Richard, you're going to take the broadcast in a totally different direction at this particular point. I was listening to a Fox News channel on the way home last night, and I heard a very disturbing story, at least it was to me, and I'm going to share it. I pulled it up from the Associated Press just before the broadcast, and it says, a sex education teacher has drawn the ire of parents after taking middle school and high school students on a field trip to an adult novelty store in Minneapolis. Gaia Democratic School Director Starry Hedges took about a dozen students to the, drumroll please, Smitten Kitten last week. Hedges told the Star Tribune that she wanted to provide a safe environment for students to learn about human sexual behavior. Besides offering adult books, videos, toys, and other products, the store has educational workshops which the students attended. To quote Hedges, what I saw happening on our trip, I thought it was a beautiful thing because the kids could talk to these sex educators without any shame, without any fear. So the article goes on, not going to go into a lot of detail on the article, but what are your thoughts on this? You're speechless, I can tell.
What I want to say, I can't say,
yeah.
Honestly. They'd have to hit the dump button. Mm-hmm. This kind of stuff makes me so angry because we are purposely, as adults in our country, taking our children into environments which are guaranteed to cause them to want to experiment in ways that they really don't want to experiment.
Yeah.
I mean, sexual expression is a God-given, beautiful thing. And it was given by God to be expressed and enjoyed within the marriage covenant, mm-hmm. a marriage between one man and one woman. And even sex in marriage can be a terrible thing if it doesn't flow from the relationship the husband and wife first have with Jesus Christ, because that's where unconditional love is learned about and experienced. When you understand unconditional love at the spiritual level, that's an individual understanding, then together as a husband and wife, you can begin to express soulishly at the mind, emotions, and will level, a different kind of love, a relational love that is about the mind and the emotions and the will.
Right.
After all of that is in place, then you've got the physical expression of love mm-hmm. between a husband and a wife.
Yeah.
And apart from that hierarchy, first the love of God, then love one to another, and then the physical expression, the physical expression becomes an 800-pound gorilla that demands everything and tears relationships apart. And I guarantee you, because I've heard stories like this, I've heard it in our local news, I've read it in magazines and on the web, all they're looking at here is physical expressions of love. Well, what can you do? What positions can you use? What about this toy or that toy? It's all about the physicality. There's nothing in here about the unconditional agape love of Jesus or the phileo kind of love that is the highest form of love between human beings.
Yeah.
When you're doing this stuff to children, you get what you've invested in. Mm-hmm. And I'll guarantee you that if this kind of stuff keeps up the way it has been since the 60s, our society is going to come apart at the seams. And if you don't believe me, all you have to do is watch the news and look at the statistics about where the single mothers are and why that happens and why there are so few fathers and what's going on with adults. I mean, I saw an article a couple of weeks ago about Christian swinging.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I mean, who's kidding whom here? It's time to get serious about who Jesus is and what he means to us. I mean, this kind of behavior-focused life will disappoint you in ways that you can't possibly imagine now. It'll tear your soul into tiny little pieces and then flush it down the toilet.
Yeah.
And we've got to, as individuals, stand up and be counted and say, look, Jesus, I'm yours. Do with me as you see fit, but please protect me from this stuff. If you're a guy and you're getting into this kind of thing, I'll give you the advice right now that I give to everybody that I talk to on the phone. Run screaming into the streets. Just like you're a little tiny kid and the boogeyman just scared you in the middle of the night, run from it. Flee sexual temptation.
Yeah.
It's the only way to protect yourself.
Well, the background on this is that this particular school, the Gaia Democratic School, apparently takes its name from ancient Greek, in which Gaia was the personification of the earth and
yes.
one of the Greek primordial deities. In Greek mythology, of course, Gaia was the great mother of all, the primal Greek mother goddess, creator and giver of birth to the earth and all the universe. The heavenly gods, the titans, and the giants of mythology were born to her. And so you see,
there you go.
You see what these kids are up against, and it was exactly the opposite of what you were trying to express as a beautiful thing that came from our God.
Sorry for wandering off on that. That really ticked me off.
you wandered well. Let's talk to Beth in Bronx. Hi, Beth. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Thank you for taking my call today.
Sure.
I was calling actually yesterday. I wanted to comment about Marie.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just wanted to say that I feel, I don't know if this is for everybody's experience, but for myself and several people that I know, when we first became believers and were new believers, we all seem to have experienced some major issue that seemed to come up very shortly after that. And I remember hearing some teaching about how when people become new believers, it's like you're almost completely under the enemy's attack even more because you're so much more of a threat to him now than you were when you were so much in the world and or in the flesh, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to, A, hear your thoughts on that, but also just to point three to Ephesians 6. Because that was really what made me feel that I was ready to do battle with all of these things that were coming against me, and it really helped me to continue to grow in my faith and continue to stay strong and not get distracted by all of these things that the enemy was sending my way.
Yes, yeah, those are good words. Yes, Ephesians 6 is one of my favorite passages too. And the reason is because when you've gotten all this spiritual armor,
mm-hmm.
what it says I'm supposed to do is stand. Immovable, anchored, but stand. You know, I don't have to go charging out and fight everything on my own. I don't have to head back and carry up new weapons to other people. My job in the spirit is to stand. And the way you said it, Satan is always trying to distract us, getting us to think about anything besides the truth. And new Christians, new baby Christians are very susceptible to this in certain ways, but more mature Christians are susceptible in other ways. Satan knows how to attack each different person, and thankfully the Spirit who indwells us is more than up to the task. So thank you so much for sharing. And yes, the woman's name is Marie, not Maria. Thank you for reminding us.
Yes, thank Marie. You.
Thank you so much, Beth. Great to hear from you. 844-322-2742. Plenty of time on the clock. We want to hear from you. Richard, we don't often have the opportunity for you to give your thoughts on the importance of supporting this ministry that we call Basic Gospel and standing with us, our listeners standing with us through the years. Give us some thoughts. Why is it is important for the listeners to support the broadcast?
I think you've been listening to it today. We've got people all over the country who hear a call like Marie's yesterday. They're touched by that call. They can call in and offer encouragement and the Word of God. This is not just feel-good stuff. It's truth being offered to her and to other people who haven't called. But you know, if one person asks a question or describes a situation, more people are living it.
Yes.
That's what we do. I mean, the ability to take Jesus into real-life situations, to represent him to people so that they can choose him in a way perhaps they've never chosen him before. That's the reason we do what we do.
Yeah.
It takes money to do that.
Right.
Every Christian radio station, except for a few, charges the ministries to be on the station. So we have to pay for our airtime. It's as simple as that. Some stations are more expensive than others because their audiences are larger.
Right.
So it varies around the country, but it still costs money. I'll just be plain with everyone. Our budget this year, for the whole year of 2015, is around $1.2 million. If you think about some of the churches you're familiar with, their budgets are probably more than that every week.
Sure.
So we're pretty efficient, but we're very small. So $1.2 million, and we wanted to hit about $500,000 by the end of June. We know the seasonality of how people give. There's always tends to be more giving toward the end of the year. So if we got $500,000 by the end of June, then by the end of the year, we'd probably be just fine.
Yeah.
That's just the way it works. We need, overall, in the month of June, $105,000 to reach that goal.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, people give in the neighborhood of $70,000 a month so far this year.
Right.
So all it is a $35,000 bump mm-hmm. that we need. If you can find it in your heart, pray, talk to Jesus about this. Don't worry about me. You and the Lord decide what you can give, and then give it. Give it joyfully. There's no compulsion
cheerfully.
Here.
Right.
We're not putting anyone under guilt. It's just between you and God. And if you can give a dollar, give a dollar. If you can give $1,000, give $1,000. It's not the amount that is so important. It's the spirit in which it is given and the spirit who motivates it. And I guarantee you that we will use that money just as wisely as we are capable of using it. We don't buy a lot of frills here. We buy high-quality equipment when we need it so that it'll last a long time. But the majority of your dollars are going to go straight into radio and other media so that we can share this gospel with other people. I mean, what we see ourselves as is advocates on behalf of Christ into your lives.
Yeah.
And that is such a privilege for us. And it's seriously, it's more fun than you can imagine.
Yeah.
The chance to talk, to answer questions, to get encouragement, to learn things from other people, and this happens literally worldwide.
Absolutely. Well, friends, if you can join us with a donation today or across the weekend, you can click a donate on any page at basicgospel.net, or right now you can call and speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, that's 844-412-BASIC. Either way is a great way to support the ministry. And something special, with your gift of $15 or more this month, you'll receive a copy of Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, due to be released next month, as a matter of fact.
Yes. Vivian reminds us, coming up in July, we're going to have a special going on. So you can get single copies now or reserve single copies. And it's a wonderful gift for a graduating senior, somebody heading off to college. But in July, when it's actually released, we're going to have boxes of this stuff that you can get and pass out. And talk about a powerful witness. I encourage you to take advantage of this. Bob put his life into this book, and it shows. It's going to be a great book.
Absolutely. Well, again, click donate at any page at basicgospel.net or call during Central Time office hours and today up to 5 o'clock Central Time at 844-412-2742. You can speak with Jeannie today. She's here as a volunteer, and we appreciate so much that wonderful lady who has been with us for so many years, and she continues to volunteer her time at this particular time. So if you'd like to talk with Jeannie, call right now, 844-412-2742. Also want to remind you that Basic Gospel has an email list. We'd love for you to get onto it. Just click subscribe in the upper left corner of any page on the website. Again, that's at basicgospel.net to subscribe to our website, to our email list, and you can get information, and it will point you to each day's broadcast, the radio archive. So take advantage of that. Well, again, an interesting broadcast today, and thanks for joining us, everybody. Now, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow. Actually, Monday, for a live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend, everybody.